A new computer network in Japan has led to a rare outbreak of public protests. The system, called JukiNet, provides each citizen with a number and then enters personal information into one central database. Many Japanese worry that the information might be used for sinister purposes. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The new computer network assigns an 11-digit number to all 126 million Japanese citizens. It stores basic information, name, address, and date of birth, in one central database. Japanese officials say that when it is fully operational, JukiNet will make it easier for people to get a driver's license or a passport or social benefits such as unemployment insurance. But not all Japanese are celebrating the launch of JukiNet. Protests of any kind are virtually unheard of in this consensus-driven nation, but JukiNet has clearly touched a nerve. These protesters, some dressed as prisoners, others as computers, defiantly tear up their JukiNet forms, shouting, "We are human beings, not numbers." Toshio Miyazaki is one of the protest organizers.
JukiNet is a complete waste of money. It serves no purpose whatsoever. I will never participate in such a ridiculous system.
In a rare act of defiance, the heads of five municipalities broke the law by refusing to link their cities to the new network. The mayor of one Tokyo suburb held a shutting down ceremony. With the cameras rolling, he clicked a mouse, thus cutting off the local computer system from the new national network. Another mayor, Hiroshi Yamada, says he's worried about government meddling and about hackers.
There's a real danger that our personal information will be collected by the central government. And if someone manages to get a hold of our JukiNet ID number, they will know all about our private lives. So the risk of our privacy being invaded is incredibly high.
A privacy protection bill has yet to pass the Diet, the Japanese parliament, and the Japanese government's track record in safeguarding privacy has not exactly inspired confidence. In May, a scandal erupted when it was revealed that Japan's defense agency was secretly investigating anyone who submitted a request under a new Freedom of Information Act.
The bottom line is that on this issue, in the mind of the Japanese people, the Japanese government does not have any credibility.
Larry Repetta is head of Temple University's law program in Japan. He says the protests over JukiNet reflect a growing mistrust of government officials, and for older Japanese in particular, brings back memories of the World War II era government, which compiled lists of alleged enemies of the state.
There were measures for censorship of the press. There were measures to prohibit different kinds of expression which might be critical of the government or of the emperor in those days. There were people who were investigated and arrested for activities that were thought unacceptable at the time. So there is there's a clear legacy of government power which certainly would not be acceptable under a democratic constitution anywhere.
Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi says those kinds of abuses are a thing of the past. People's concerns about JukiNet, he says, are unfounded. We will ensure that this information is not used for other purposes, he says. We will do everything possible to ensure security. Koizumi points to a number of safeguards designed to protect the system from hackers, such as firewalls and encryption technology. But many Japanese remain skeptical. A survey by the Asahi newspaper found that three-quarters of those polled want to pull the plug on JukiNet. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.